This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got some great music to play for you. I've been digging into my shelves in my storeroom a little bit, and I've got a few LPs I'm going to play for today's show, and they're the ones that I haven't put onto CD, and so some of the music on them has sort of been somewhat overtaken by time, and there's too much good music in there to be missed out on. And the first album that I've got out for you is Seldom Seen Act 4. Seldom Seen were a wonderful band, and Act 4 was an album they put out in 1979, and it was with their first change in the band. The first lead singer changed. John Starling left in 1977 and he was replaced by Phil Rosenthal. So the band is John Duffy on vocals and mandolin, Phil Rosenthal on vocals and rhythm and lead guitar, Mike Aldridge on vocals and dobro, Ben Aldridge on five-string banjo, and Tom Gray on vocals and bass. Fine band, and I've got them doing a Carter Stanley song, "This Weary Heart You Stole Away," and I think you'll enjoy their version of how they play that song. Let's listen to Seldom Seen, "This Weary Heart You Stole Away."
Home. I fall asleep at the break of day, just to drive these old blues away. Wake up, sweetheart, the night's past. You swept your troubles away. You're ready now to love again. This weary heart you stole away. Said you found somebody new, so I'll live on and just pretend I can never love no one but you. Wake up, sweetheart, last past.
slam your troubles all away. You're ready now to love again. This weary heart's thrown away. Done you wrong. My heart will always worship you, but still each night I'm left alone. Wake up, sweetheart, night has passed. You slept your troubles all away. You're ready now to love again. This weary heart you stole away.
Some great bluegrass music there from Seldom Seen. I think you would have noticed there that each of the singers takes a turn to do the lead verse. John Duffy first, then Phil Rosenthal, and then Mike Aldridge, and they all did a wonderful job of taking the lead there. And that walking bass of Tom Gray's and Ben Eldridge's Ralph Stanley imitation there. All good music. Let's jump forward to 2008 with the Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia. Do some great bluegrass music. Alan Spinney plays guitar. Rick Spinney plays banjo. Gary Dalrymple plays mandolin. Terry Mumford on bass. And Ron Stewart, he was a fiddle player. And he also produced the album. And the album's called When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. And the song that I've selected is When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall, the Spinney Brothers.
I left the one that I loved in the mountains, and all the love that we shared. But each night as she kneels by her bedside, I know she calls my name in prayer. When the moon shines on the Blue Ridge Mountains, it seems I can hear my sweetheart call. I long to be with my darling when the golden leaves begin to fall.
sweetheart call. I long to be with my darling when the golden leaves begin to fall.
Great rendition of that song there from the Spinney Brothers, When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. Fiddle players are a bit of a rare breed, and they often have unusual choices in music. Kenny Baker was number one bluegrass fiddle player, and he worked for Bill Monroe, and Bill acknowledged him as top fiddle player. But Kenny had a background in playing jazz and all sorts of tunes. And on his album, Kenny Baker Country, which I had as a LP, but I've since put into CD format, he's got all sorts of tunes, everything from tunes like Spider Bit the Baby, which he wrote himself, Roxanne and Waltz, Sugar Tree Stomp, White Horse Breakdown, Dusty's Hornpipe. He had a jazz tune, one called Charmaine, and this was written in 1927, first recorded in 1927 by the Guy Lombardo Orchestra, and much slower version, and Kenny took this and turned it into a great fiddle tune. I hope you're going to enjoy listening to it. It's called Charmaine, and it goes like this. Makes a great fiddle tune, doesn't it? Kenny Baker and Charmaine. Let's go back to the seldom seen now. Still got them on the turntable there. And this is a song written by Phil Rosenthal and his wife Beth, and it's called Something in the Wind. And it goes like this.
Years ago, Mary took my hand. We're walking in the lane, goes down to the sea. She said, I love you, Billy dear, but won't you understand? Something in the wind is calling me. Now you are such a young, handsome man. I know you won't be lonely long, 'cause that's no way to be. My love forevermore, but won't you understand? Something in the wind is calling me.
I'll always remember that day by the sea. I see her face and hear her voice, and she stood by my side. Something in the wind is calling me. Another girl that I'll be living free. I always thought those words she cried sounded like my own. Yeah, something in the wind is calling me.
I'll always remember that day by the sea. And hear her voice as she stood by my side. Something in the wind is calling me. I see her face and hear her voice as she stood by my side.
Great band. I just love Seldom Seen. I hope you're enjoying them as much as I did. I got an album recently. It was recorded 2018, and it's Roland White and Friends. Roland White was a great mandolin player. First came to our notice as part of the Kentucky Colonels, and he later played with Lester Flatt, played mandolin with Lester Flatt. He played guitar with Bill Monroe Band, and as always, had bluegrass music as a large part of his life. Well, in 2018, he recorded this album, Roland White and Friends, a tribute to the Kentucky Colonels. And basically, they played the material that the Kentucky Colonels from the 1960s would have played. But this time, Roland was playing it with a bunch of much younger musicians. And I've picked out a song, Roland, the Sweet Baby's Arms. It's an absolute classic in bluegrass music. Roland, who was in his late 70s at the time he recorded this album, and he does vocals and he does the mandolin playing. He's got Russ Carson from Ricky Skaggs Show playing banjo, John Weisberger on bass, Brittany Haas on fiddle, Billy Strings on the guitar and the harmony vocal. And they do a great job, and they really support Roland and his music and paying tribute to the Kentucky Colonels. I hope you're going to enjoy their version of Roland, the Sweet Baby's Arms.
On the railroad, ain't gonna work on the farm. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes by and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes by and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Saturday night, while I was lying in jail, streets with another man couldn't even go my bail.
Rolling in my sweet baby's arms, rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Play around the shack till the bell train comes back. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms.
Operator, sister can weave and spin. Daddy owns an interest in that old cotton mill, just watching that old money roll in.
Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Like me, they drove me away from your door. If I had my life to live over, I wouldn't go around there anymore.
Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Oh, great rendition of that old song, Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms. Is an old song too. It came out in the 1930s and was in the sort of country music scene before it got taken over by the Bluegrass Boys. And I hope you enjoyed it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, playing some of the music that I really enjoy to play. It's off my shelves of CDs, and we're using a few LPs in today's show too. I've been collecting bluegrass music since the late 1960s, and still got quite a big collection, and I think there's some gems in everywhere, in all the albums have gems in them that need to be aired sometime, and that's sort of what I'm doing. That's the way I see it anyway. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. That's where I live and have done for most of my life. And we produce a whole bunch of shows at this studio, and mine is one of them. And it goes out around the access radio stations in New Zealand. And lots of people listen to some bluegrass music, which makes me feel good. And it'll also make the sponsors of the show feel good. Shearer's Music Works have been meeting the needs of musicians throughout the Hamilton and the bigger Waikato area, which is where we're based, for many, many years, since the mid-1960s. And they do a great job, got a wonderful range of instruments. So go and see Shearer's Music Works whenever you're in town. Talk to the nice people there and see if you can spend some money and buy an instrument, and they'll be very happy that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass Music. Nothing like making your sponsor happy. Let's make the listeners happy. Play Sierra Hull from the album Daybreak, and it's a song called I'll Always Be Waiting For You. This album was put out in 2011, so it's only about 12 years old. Oh, that's pretty good. She's a bit older now. She looks like she's about 8 on the album, but really I think that's just because I'm out of touch with how old people look these days. A delightful young lady, and plays mandolin superbly and sings superbly, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this song, I'll Always Be Waiting For You.
Don't know what to do when it seems like no one cares about you. I'll always be waiting for you.
Beautiful, eh? Lovely voice and lovely flow to her music. I hope you enjoyed that track. Well, back in the LP shelves now, and I pulled out an LP of the Bluegrass Alliance. When we went to the States as a band in 1971, we were hugely impressed with this other young band, which seemed to be about the same age as us, and they had a fresh approach to the music that we absolutely loved. Their choice of songs was really interesting, and they were a big influence on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And when I see this album, I look and I think, we did a couple of those songs, not necessarily the way they did them. They had musical talents a little bit beyond ours in some places, but there's three or four songs on this album that we borrowed from them, and yes, we loved the Bluegrass Alliance. And in their early days, it's pretty hard to work out who's doing what. The first guitarist was Dan Crary, but he was replaced by Tony Rice, who was with the band when we saw them. Danny Jones was the first mandolin player. He was replaced by Sam Bush, who was with the band when we saw them. Buddy Spurlock was the first banjo player, and he was replaced by Courtney Johnson, who was with the band when we saw them. Lonnie Pierce has been the fiddle player right through, and Ebo Walker on bass. He was also known as Harry Shelaw, and I don't know if it's any relation to Sam, but you never know. But anyway, this album that I got when we were in the States is just called Newgrass by the Bluegrass Alliance, and it's a little bit harder to work out who's playing on the tracks, on the individual tracks, than you might think it is. But I've selected two that I'm going to play for you now. First one is one called Where Were You, which the song is also known as The Train That Carried My Girl From Town. And the second one is Early Morning Rain, which is just a great song. This is the Bluegrass Alliance. See what you think.
Where were you when the train left town? Standing on the corner with my head hung. Well,
with an ache in my heart and a pocket full of sand. I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved one so. In the early morning rain with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm standing on the grass where the cold wind blows. Oh, the liquor tasted good and the women all were fat. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling out at last. Engine roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound. High above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down, it's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a big jet plane like you can an old freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Oh, we did enjoy the music of the Bluegrass Alliance, I tell you. But I'm not convinced that was Tony Rice singing lead there. I think it was Dan Creary, actually. And could also have been Buddy Spurlock on banjo, because it didn't really sound much like Courtney Johnson. But anyway, it's a great album, and we very much enjoyed it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm getting to play some of the music that I like to listen to. Hope you're enjoying it too. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. There's a lot of different ways that you can listen to this program, and you can get it on a podcast at Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM. You can go straight to the station webpage and download any of the last few shows. Spotify has most of the episodes on it too. And there's a lot of people listening on Access Radio stations right throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada and the USA too. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm really intrigued to know that there's lots of people all around the world listening to my take on bluegrass music from down here in Hamilton, New Zealand. And in fact, talking about Hamilton, New Zealand, we're going to have a song from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We loved the band The Dillards, and we thought they did some great music. And in 1970, we recorded an album called Fifth Season. And the band was Alan Rhodes on guitar, Colleen Bain, as she was then. She wasn't then, hadn't changed her name to Colleen Trenwith, and David Calder on mandolin and tenor vocals, Lindsay Bodoni on bass and baritone vocals, and I played banjo and muttered away in the background doing bass vocals sometimes. And we did lots of songs from the Dillards. We did all sorts of material. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, 1970.
When I was a young man, I lived along the Merrimack, washed in the river when the water ran clean. Waited for the day I could buy me a Cadillac and see a lot of things that I never have seen. I went to the city and I got a little older and I got a little smarter and I learned good sense. Went back home and I married me a woman, got a corn land bottom and a barbed wire fence.
Hey boys, I think I'm getting old, sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold. Don't care, down around the farm.
Another little drink won't do us any harm. Hard times made a little moonshine, never done that in my life before.
before. Kept up with the news in the wintertime, sitting on a barrel at the country store.
Hey boys, I think I'm getting old, sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold. Don't care, down around the farm.
And another little drink won't do us any harm. Talk about your politics, fight about religion, and worry about war. I'll sit a-sittin' in the fireplace and pour a little cider when your throat gets sore.
Hey, boys, I think I'm getting old, sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold. Don't care, down around the farm.
And another little drink won't do us any harm.
Getting old.
Well, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Hey Boys from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band way back in 1970. Here's the Spinney Brothers again. I still write your name in the sand.
It's been many years since we were childhood sweethearts. Blissful days I'll never forget. You know I still love you, little darling. Though the years bring me home and leave me regret. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand. Through the long, lonely years I have loved you, and I've waited but only in vain. Still sing the same old refrain. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand. Still write your name in the sand. Oh, I love you, my darling, how I love you. If I talk, will you try to understand? Makes no difference how you treat me, I love you. And I'll still write your name in the sand.
Time to have an instrumental now, and we'll go to the album Roland White and Friends, tribute to the Kentucky Colonels. Roland White died in April 2022. He's 83 years old, and he was in his late 70s when he recorded this. It's a great old tune, Alabama Jubilee, and he's got Christian Scott Benson on banjo, Jeremy Darrow on bass, Lindsay Pruitt on fiddle, John Stickley on guitar, and they're doing a fine job on this great old tune, Alabama Jubilee. Alabama Jubilee. Alabama Jubilee, yes, that's what I said. And that was done by Roland White and a whole bunch of great pickers there that I hope you enjoyed. I need to tell you about a song that I've got up on YouTube way back in 2012. When I heard that Earl Scruggs died, I was moved to write a song about his influence on particularly my musical life. And my friend Alan Rhodes happened to be around that day, and I wrote the song, showed Alan the words, and we sang it. My son Jeremy recorded it, and we put it up on YouTube called the Earl Scruggs Tribute Song. And that's been up there ever since that day in 2012 when we heard the news about Earl Scruggs. Now Jeremy has added the words to the bottom of the video so that you can follow the words along. And if you'd missed any of the words, Alan's diction is pretty good, but if you'd missed any of the words, they're all there now for you to read. So go to YouTube, type in Earl Scruggs tribute song into the browser, and it'll come up with our version of the Earl Scruggs tribute song, filmed in Jeremy's front yard, standing on his deck, really. And it's very, very immediate. And that was my response to news of Earl Scruggs passing. And I hope you enjoy that. What do we got? Time for a gospel song. Mike Scott & Co. Mike Scott's a great banjo picker, great singer, good guitarist. He's got a wonderful bunch of friends to help him do the song. It's a Bill Monroe written song, When the Angels Carry Me Home, and Mike's really rearranged it. Vocally, he's doing the lead. Carl Jackson's doing some harmony. Rhonda Vincent's doing some harmony. And Shelton Fiesel, who worked with Dor Lawson for a while, is doing the bass vocal. Have a listen and enjoy When the Angels Carry Me Home.
I want to see Jesus first of all, when the angels carry me home. When the angels carry me home, when the angels carry me home. I want to see Jesus first of all, when the angels carry me home. Sorrow and no more pain, when the angels carry me home. I'll ride that heavenly glorious train, when the angels carry me home. When the angels carry me home, when the angels carry me home. I want to see Jesus first of all, when the angels carry me home. Angels carry me home. When the angels carry me home. When the angels carry me home. I want to see Jesus first of all. When the angels carry me home. first of all, when the angels carry me home.
That was Mike Scott and Co. with The Angels Carry Me Home. Whenever I've gone up to one of the Grass Valley festivals in north of Sacramento in California, I've just about always enjoyed the music of the Kathy Kallick Band. They're a delightful bunch of people and play some wonderful bluegrass music. The band is Kathy Kallick on guitar and vocals, Annie Stanenek on fiddle, and everyone does vocals. Dan Booth was on the acoustic bass for this album. Greg Booth, a wonderful dobro player, and Tom Beckany, mandolin player. They just play some wonderful music, and the album that I've got in front of me is called Time, and I've picked out the song Time for you to listen to. Kathy's doing the lead vocal, Annie is doing the harmony vocal on this one. Time. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed the music that we've played on here. I always try and get a variety of music from current to something that's been on the shelves for 50 or 60 years, and there's always some good music amongst what I play. One of the albums that I pulled off my shelves was Fiddle Tunes for Banjo, and this featured the playing of Tony Trischka, Bill Keith and Baylor Fleck. They had to do one tune together, and most of it is them playing individually, but playing fiddle tunes in the style that Bill Keith really invented. He played a lot of fiddle tunes, particularly things like Devil's Dream and things like that, that he did a great job on, and opened up the banjo playing for a whole bunch of us youngsters. I've picked out a tune to finish the show with, Dust on the Needle. It's a Tony Trischka tune. He's got Kenny Kosek and Matt Glaser playing fiddles on this, Andy Statman playing mandolin, and Russ Barenberg playing guitar, Roger Mason on bass, and it's a great tune, Dust on the Needle, and this is Tony Trischka. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll get this going and tune in again next week. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.